Hey guys, Tom Mabe here. I want to talk to you about the phrase, that's so gay. It has such a negative connotation to it, and although I'm not gay, I find it very offensive. But you know what? I don't think we're going to get people to stop saying it. So I'd like to challenge you to join me in my crusade in changing the meaning of the phrase, that's so gay. From now on, it's not a negative thing.
I couldn't help but notice that you're a kid. It's got a pretty gay swing there.
Thank you.
Try to get a scholarship.
I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah.
Dude! You look gay as hell on a motorcycle.
He gives his all day long on the job. That's so gay. And come this fall, he'll coach his kids football. And that's so gay. I guess what I'm trying to say, if gay's your way, that's okay. It shouldn't matter anyway. So I dedicate this song to you, babe. If you ask me, that's pretty gay.
John, hey, it's Dr. Mabe. I hope I didn't wake you. Hey, I'm at the office. I got some pretty gay news for you. The test came back negative.
Can I help you?
Yeah, that double cheeseburger, is that pretty gay? You like those?
Me? No, I'm a vegetarian.
If gay's your way, that's okay. It shouldn't matter anyway. So I dedicate this song to you, babe.
And if you ask me, that's pretty gay.
It's a new day. station across the nation, a chance for folks to meet. They'll be laughing and singing and music swinging, dancing in the street.
Slip of a sailor, slop, the whole thing would end as a failure. He had a thing about a quarter to four, and he just couldn't handle anymore. He's got his own big dipper, so he won't be needing your big dipper. He's got his own big dipper, and he won't be needing yours. So you filled him up with all kinds of stuff to relax him. And by around about a quarter to six, you found a different way to get your kicks. Up on the real big dipper, where you tried a few new tricks. Big dipper, up on a great big dipper, did you learn a few new licks? And now he seems to have a change of heart. He's got his own big dipper, only now he's not so sure. Big dipper, he's got his own big dipper, but there's always room for more.
Everybody's got a song to sing. Everybody's got to do their thing. Big dipper, big dipper.
You got up and did it all again. He's got his own big dipper, and he knows just what it's for. Big dipper, he's got his own big dipper, but he's got his eye on yours.
Everybody got a song to sing. Everybody got to do their thing. Big dipper, big dipper.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs, because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite, from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme, and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Come on.
Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find.
Baby face, baby face. Started shirts are in there.
Well, pajamas are out. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Who cares?
Well, I know of a few people that do.
Yes, you would. Wow. These two coming now. What do you think?
Mine's all right, but I don't like the look of yours.
Well, I must be off.
Yes, you're not looking so good.
Cheer. I'll see you down the dilly.
Not if I see you first, you won't.
Right from the start. fight. I wish you were here at ringside to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we said together are still our guarantee.
You are my friend, I'll say
this
you
is not the end.
When the whole school comes to heaven,
we'll be right back.
ocean. Is their hose broke? Lots of trouble. Lots of bubble. He was in a jam.
Effective and influential member of Congress is in some ways like being a popular student in high school. You have no power over each other, as I said. Similarly in high school, how do you stand out among equals? How do you become more influential in a body in which you have no formal legal influence? And humor is a part of that. I've been lucky. I have a good sense of humor. Funny things occur to me. Humor helps to kind of break tension. It's also an effective weapon. It's one thing to refute someone's arguments. It's another to refute them and make fun of them. People don't like to be ridiculed. And I had to learn to control that, to only use it as a strategic or tactical weapon. Again, there's a British quotation, a gentleman is never unintentionally rude. Because frankly, one of the things that you do in these debates and elsewhere, you want to intimidate people. You know, not with a gun, not with a threat of violence, but You are helped by this notion that if people disagree with you, it will be painful for them. Maybe they will lose a perk, but maybe they will just be made to look ridiculous. It's legitimate and can be helpful to humiliate people, to make them look bad, but that's a very powerful weapon that should be used sparingly and only very, very carefully. But if you get a reputation for doing that too casually, then people don't like you.
My friends, do you remember standing in front of the mirror before you go to Narcissus? Slicking back your hair, getting your white shirt on, and knowing that you would go down to Kenmore Square, down there, play the Gap Band in your tape deck. I love it, I miss it, the Gap Band. On WMFO with Chris Earle, time travel, I'm Agent Stosh. I love you, Peter.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. My name is Chris Earle, and the show has been Time Travel with Chris Earle, the gayest show I got. See you next week, everybody.
Come over here. Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me, you can just spank me. Talk, and others they like to tease, tie my hands behind my back, and ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't stop me with kisses, I can get that from my sisters. Before I get too cranky, you better like hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky.